A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adulugu, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sam on the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Our scripture for discussion and prayer since yesterday has been Psalm 65, verse number 11. The scripture says, "You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance." The Lord will crown this year with goodness for you. In other words, you will end this year with the abundance of God's goodness. Great things, better things, glorious things than you started this year with will God add to your life. This was our discussion yesterday, and we have said God is going to use the catalyst of favor to accomplish this. It will ensure that you are favored. Any direction you turn to, favor will be your lot. And do not forget the promise of God in Psalm 5, verse number 12. The Bible says, "For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Will you surround him as with a shield?" And so this end of the year, your life will be surrounded with the favor of God as with a shield. Your family will be surrounded with the favor of God as with a shield. Your business, your ministry will be surrounded with the favor of God as with a shield. But the major question we need to ask ourselves this morning, however, is how will these things be accomplished? What are my own responsibilities in order for the Lord to crown the year with goodness for me? Don't ever forget, every blessing or promise of God is premised on certain conditions, certain things that you need to do. There is no prophecy of scriptures, there is no word of God that self-fulfills itself. There is always a requirement for you to do something, for there to be a fulfillment or a performance of what God has said he will do. In other words, the initiative for the crowning of the year with goodness for you must be from you. You are the one that will take the step to actualize the performance or the fulfillment of the word of God in your life. And so, for me to see the crowning of the year with goodness for me and for my paths to drip with abundance, what must I do? Number one, you must have faith in God. The Bible says, "Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And so faith is essential. Faith is needed to bring this to pass. Faith, your faith in God is essential if you must see the year crowned with goodness for you. Let your faith in God be strong. Believe God. Faith is the confidence and the assurance of the fact that God will say what he has promised. God will make it happen. God will do it. So have faith in God. Have confidence in God. Put your trust completely and totally in the Almighty God. That is the first thing you need to do. For the just shall live by faith. So faith is needed for the crowning of the year with goodness. Faith. Let your faith in God be strong. Let it not waver. Have confidence that God will still do it, even though this year has less than 30 days to be over. God will still make it happen. Even if it is just 2 days for the year to be over, God will still make it happen. So God will make it happen for you. Have faith in God. Number two, you must be careful how you live your life. For the Lord to crown the year with goodness for you, you must be very careful. Your household, there must be carefulness in your household. I am praying for you. You will not end this year on a note of sorrow. You must be careful. A young man was not careful and threw his family into mourning and sorrow in the end of the year season, a particular year. This young man left the house in the company of a friend. They went to enjoy themselves in preparation for the festivities of the year. They had a very wonderful time. They went to the club and enjoyed and drank. This young man drank himself to stupor. Driving back home, he had an accident and he died on the spot. He threw his family into mourning. Although God promised them that they will end the year with goodness, God promised that he will crown the year with goodness for that family, but carelessness of this young man brought the family to pain and, of course, ended his own life. There is the need for you, dear listener, to be careful with your life. Someone was arguing very passionately, "Show me in the Bible where it is written that whoever drinks alcohol will go to hell." Hey, brother, it is not written anywhere that you will go to hell for drinking alcohol. But I know my Bible says, "Leave strong drink for the person who is ready to perish." And that's exactly what happened for this young man. He perished. You may not go to hell for drinking, but you may ruin your life. You may destroy your vital organs. And Lord, of course, you may sentence yourself to untimely death, as it happened to this young man. Carelessness killed him. Carelessness removed the crown that God wanted to put on the ear for the family and threw the family into mourning. Be careful with your life. Don't look for sudden wealth. Don't look for sudden money this end of the year season. Those who look for sudden money, ultimately, they lose out. Don't lose out in a quest to acquire money or get money. Don't go and indulge or involve yourself in something that will bring you into trouble. You won't spend the year in prison. I've seen people who, in a bid to have money to end the year, to enjoy themselves the end of the year, they dabble into what is not right and ended in trouble. I've seen people in such manner who celebrated Christmas and the New Year in detention. You won't be a victim. So be careful how you live your life. Number three, for the year to be crowned with goodness for you, please pray. Please pray. Raise an altar of incense, an altar of prayers. Spend time to pray on a daily basis. Make prayer your lifestyle. Let it be your lifestyle to always commune with God on your knees in the place of prayer or on your feet. The posture is really not relevant, not important. It is what comes out of your heart in conversation and communion with God that matters. Ensure that your heart is communing and communicating with God. That is very important. Please pray. Cover yourself with the blood of the precious Lamb, the blood of Jesus. Cover your entire family. Seek the directions of God in the place of prayer. So God will order your steps to the right place. You won't go to wrong places. You will go only to the right places. So pray. Number four, give gifts. If you are expecting gifts this year, this end of the year season, also give gifts. What you sow is what you reap, and you do not reap unless you sow. Are you expecting gifts and favor this end of the year season? I encourage you to sow the seed of gift and favor. Show favor to people. Give gifts to people, no matter how small. What you give, God will make men to give back to you. So sowing seed is very important. The seed of gifts, the seed of favor. This is important if you want the year to be crowned with goodness and fatness for you. Finally, show gratitude. Be grateful to God. Things work better where there is gratitude. Be grateful to God. Your things will work well and work better when you show gratitude to the Almighty God. Always be thankful. Thank God for the things that he has done. Thank him for the things that he will do, the ones that he is doing and the ones that he will yet do. Thank him for those things that have not worked yet, because not that they will not work, they simply are not working yet. They will soon be working. Thank him for life. Show gratitude to God for those things he has done in your life. Don't be an ingrate. If you show gratitude to God for what he has done, you commit him to do more in your life. And so to provoke the crowning of the year with goodness for us, for our parts to drip with abundance, for our parts to drop fatness, then have faith in God. Be careful with your life. Pray. Sow the seed of gift. Give gifts and show gratitude to God, and you will see the reward in your life. God crowning the year with goodness for you. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, I have faith in you. Let my faith not fail. Help me, O God. Help my faith, O God. And let my faith produce results this end of the year season. In the name of Jesus, I have faith in you, O God. Let my faith produce results this end of the year season to the praise of the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, I refuse to put my hands into what will cause me shame or embarrassment or pain. I refuse to put my hands into what will cause my family shame. I ask for the grace to be careful under the leadership and guidance of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer of commitment. I refuse in the name of Jesus to put my hands into what will cause me shame and embarrassment. I will not bring my family to pain or embarrassment. I will not do anything that will cause them pain or embarrassment. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to be careful how I live my life and to walk my ways safely to the praise of the glory of your name, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I receive the giving grace. Help me to give to others. Help me to be a blessing to people this end of the year season. Help me to sow the seed of gift and good things to people. Open my eyes to the person I am to give to, in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that you will make me a blessing to people this end of the year season. You will open my eyes to the people I am to bless. Make me a blessing and let your name be glorified. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to lift up your voice of gratitude and appreciation to God. Begin to appreciate God. Say, Father, I appreciate you. I acknowledge you for who you are. I acknowledge you for what you have done, for what you will do. I glorify you, O Lord God of heaven and earth, for what you have done for me and my house since the beginning of this year. I am grateful, O God, because you started this year with me, you will end it with me. I will end well and end better than I started. I am grateful, O God, and I thank you, because I promise keeping God, you will keep your promise concerning me, you will fulfill your words concerning my life. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Don't forget to join us later this evening, 5:30 p.m., for day 5 of our prayer and fasting to take charge and take over year 2024. Join us at the Light Cathedral, 5:30 p.m. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.